Today, the Church celebrates Monday of the first week in Ordinary Time, and our Gospel passage comes to us from Mark chapter 1, verses 14 to 20. After John had been arrested, Jesus came to Galilee proclaiming the Gospel of God. This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the Gospel. As he passed by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting their nets into the sea. They were fishermen. Jesus said to them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." Then they left their nets and followed him. He walked along a little farther and saw James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They too were in a boat mending their nets. Then he called them. So they left their father Zebedee in the boat, along with the hired men, and followed him. Whenever there's interaction between two or more people, there's a possibility for them to experience a life-giving moment. The interaction that Simon, Andrew, James, and John had with Jesus were such life-giving moments for those four fishermen. The life-giving power of God was present to them in the person of Jesus. That power of God present in Jesus was the power of love, a love that promises forgiveness, healing, acceptance, a love that gave those four men a mission in life. That kind of encounter that Simon, Andrew, James, and John had with Jesus is offered to each one of us as well. Jesus isn't just a figure from history existing only in the past. He is the living Lord. He's still here with his church in the world, constantly calling out to us and interacting with us in the course of our daily lives, just as he encountered Simon, Andrew, James, and John as they were going about their daily work as fishermen. The Lord encounters us, and he speaks to us through the sacraments, especially in the celebration of the Eucharist, through Scripture, through people that we encounter, through nature, and even from deep within our own hearts and souls. Each time we encounter the Lord, we hear the good news of God's unconditional love for us. We also hear the call to mission, the call to be good news for others, to be the Lord's body in the world, his feet, his hands, his mouth, his eyes, his ears. "Come after me," he says, "and I will make you fishers of people." Today, we pray for the grace to be as open and responsive to the Lord's presence and call as were the four apostles in today's Gospel passage.